It's time to felk it. Strap on, strap in, sit tight and hold for a spectacular ride. Our wonderful sponsors are not responsible for anything that may slip out of their mouths. Please do not hold them accountable. Here's Kari and Alicia.
Yes, got it back.
Here's Kari and Alicia. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Don't mind us. We're just whistling into the wind, as usual.
We're doing what now?
Whistling into the wind.
I'm a terrible whistler.
I have heard that about you, actually. Welcome to Female Encounters of the Life Kind.
Hi.
Alicia here.
Kari here. We have
coming
a guest.
We do have a guest. Coming to you from Traeger's Bar. Opens at 4. And the Old Doghouse opens at 5. I don't know why I always look back when I have to talk about it.
There it is.
Just checking.
Back.
Still there. Nailed it. We do have a guest.
We do.
Welcome, Alan Elmore.
Thank you.
Alan Elmore.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Great.
Good.
How many podcasts have you been on?
None. One.
Oh.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
This is my second.
Okay.
I've done a lot of radio.
But.
So I've done
the same sound effect.
All right.
I've done a ton of radio, but yeah, I've been on a podcast.
You know what they say, the second time's easier and better.
Yeah.
They do.
I don't know who says that, but
yeah.
Actually, that's what my tattoo means. Well, yours maybe. You have a lot of tattoos. I dig them.
Thank you.
How many do you have?
8.
I have 5.
No, really?
Yeah.
5. We've had this conversation, but that's fine. Alan, thank you for joining us. It's a real treat.
Thanks for
I hear
having
a lot
me.
About you. I see your truck all around town. I see your face. It's ingrained in my brain.
There you go.
I actually thought about putting our faces on our work trucks
you
because of you.
Do that. Yeah.
And then I thought we should probably put other people's faces on our trucks. Which would
every
be...
time we have someone on the show, we can just add like a different magnet, like just slap it on.
Magnets.
Yeah.
Tax write-offs.
There you go.
It's not a tax write-off if it's not permanent, correct?
I don't know about that.
Oh, because you wrapped your truck, right?
I'm not a CPA though, so I don't know. You ever watch Schitt's Creek?
I love Schitt's Creek.
All right. Do you remember the episode where he's like, "It's a write-off"?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's like, do you even know what a write-off is?
It's a write-off.
Yeah, it's where the government pays for it. I know about that much about taxes.
Okay.
I wrapped my trucks, but I don't remember.
You put a dog on them with the poop group.
Yeah.
There's no dog on your truck?
Oh, it's the dog that scoops poop.
So
my truck is a company truck in the first place.
Correct.
So the company pays for the truck.
So what kind of company are you in, Alan?
I'm in real estate.
Real estate. Awesome.
Yeah.
How is that going?
It's going really, really well.
You're taking over the world.
Taking over the world.
One county at a time.
Four corners.
Well, okay.
Taking over the four corners.
Question. What's going really well? Is it going well for buyers or sellers?
Both. Yeah. We work.
Interest rates are shit.
Interest rates went up today, correct?
Yeah. Today?
I saw something pop across. It's the highest since 2001.
Interesting.
Six something, right?
No, we've been up in the sevens, though.
Oh,
so,
well,
yeah, we're in the sixes. So the average interest rate over the last 20 years is something like 5.25 or 5.5, right? So we're not far from that.
Okay.
We just got used to these under 3% or around 3% interest rates. And I think people got a little bit spoiled by it and thought, this is where interest rates should be.
Yeah.
Our parents bought houses with double digit interest rates.
Yeah.
You know,
for reals.
Yeah,
yeah.
Of course.
In the eighties, they were in the double digits.
Yeah, of course,
up to 18%.
The total house cost was a little less.
Who would even buy
them? Yes, the cost of housing was a lot less. Now there's tricks we can do, you know. So I don't want to just take over talking about.
No,
interest
that's why
rates.
You're here.
That's why you're here.
It is okay.
Yeah.
You can buy down your interest rate. You can permanently buy down your interest rate. You can temporarily buy down your interest rate in a 3-2-1, which buys it down 3 points for the first year, 2 points for the second year, one point for the third year.
Buying down.
So you pay money up front to lower your interest rate. But here's what we do.
Isn't that a down payment?
Yes, but here's what we do.
Okay.
You make the seller pay it. So we find a house that may be on the market a little bit longer than average. So average house on the market right now is about 22 days on market.
Okay.
That's about 3 weeks. So we find a house that's been on the market longer than 3 weeks, and we go to the seller and we say, hey, we'd like to make an offer on your house. Here's a full price offer, but we'd like you to pay 3% in closing costs. Then we use that 3% to buy down your interest rate, essentially buying it down for 3% for the first year, 2% for the second year, 1% the third year, or a permanent buy down. The 3-2-1 is better. And then when interest rates actually drop in a year or two or three,
then you can lock in.
Then you refinance.
Then you refi. Yep.
Yeah.
Genius.
Yeah.
Okay. And
people, I don't know why people aren't advertising that, but they should
be. Yeah, I didn't know about that at all.
This should be common knowledge.
Yeah.
And you could have done it with a 3% interest rate and knocked it down to...
I should have done that.
Zero.
How long have you been
here? My house?
Yeah. The problem is when you had the 3% interest rate, everybody was competing for houses, so you couldn't ask
literally
for closing
costs.
Literally,
my house was on the market for 80.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, 2001. Yeah, well, I mean, 2 years, but I guess in...
No, you said 2001.
Yeah, 2021.
2021, sorry.
Okay. There you go.
I've had my house since I was 17.
20
I
got,
years. 20 years. Just I'm living in the past. I don't know if you know this, but I'm actually coming to you live from 2001.
So. Very cool.
Yeah.
She's younger than
Yeah, one thing about me. That's one thing about me. I like your hat.
Thanks.
Are those promotional hats
it might be
you
dirty.
Hand them out?
No, I can. When I first started, I actually just got the got these.
Do you go to advertising ideas?
I glued these on here myself. Yeah, you just
it's not
I bought
even
the patches.
Off or anything.
No,
good
I
for
use.
You.
There's a brand of glue called Shoe Glue. It's called Shoe Glue.
I'm aware of Shoe Glue.
Shoe Glue.
Put a
yeah, and so you just
on.
Put yeah, it's yeah. good stuff. You just put it on the back
I
of a patch, and I just stick the patch on there, make sure it's centered, and I'd put like a little piece of tape on there to hold it on for
like,
a minute.
In theory, you ironed it on, which is ridiculous with a hat.
Yeah, it would be tough.
It would be. But so, talking about those hats, though.
Cool.
And we're taking a picture. Everybody,
we're taking a picture. We have to look super excited to be here.
We always
are. We are excited to be here.
We are.
Not being assholes, I promise.
So
I want hats.
How do you and Carrie know each other?
Chamber thing at Country Club a long time ago. I was with the other Carrie. That was the first time I met you and your wife.
I don't remember.
Everyone was dressed kind of like flappers. And it wasn't the mayor's ball, it was the one before that.
Uh-huh.
And you were sitting next to what's his name, and we had the joke about the egg. Okay, let me just take you all the way
Hold
back.
Hold on, the joke about the egg.
Somewhere at the table, there was a bunch of people, and it was a chamber thing at the country club.
Uh-huh.
And I went with my buddy Carrie Drake and the Aztec chamber lady.
Yeah.
And you and your wife, Micah, were sitting next to, what's his name, who does something in closing or something like
Josh.
That. Yes. And someone said something about how did someone decide, like, I don't want to eat that. Like, back in the day, talking about food or animals or something like that. Like, I'm going to eat that hot dog. And I said, well, I think the most questionable thing is... Something came out of a chicken's butt and said, I'm going to eat that. And we were talking about how...
The first person who was like,
I'm going to put that in my mouth, and it came out of a chicken's ass, yes.
Yeah. Or the first person who tried milk.
Right. That's maybe what it was.
Maybe
like,
it was like on an accident.
I just passed again, sorry.
I hope it was on accident.
I hope so, too, because that's just weird.
And they were like, this is good.
People are weird.
People are weird.
Yeah.
Right in my mouth.
So it was one of those conversations that spirals into it. How are we even talking about?
Okay, well, I see that had more of an impact on you than him.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I remember it now. Okay. No, I just couldn't trace it back to, like, the beginning.
And then since then, you know? It's been a few times, because I've always known Micah from the animal shelter, because my poop stuff, and I deal with her, like, with Bark in the Park and Adopt-a-Thon stuff. So I think it was, like, a little mixture of all the worlds coming together.
Okay.
With the chamber stuff, you said you are a member, right?
Yes. I'm on the board of directors.
Okay, so tell us more about that. What is the benefit? What does that do? Talk to us.
So the Chamber of Commerce, what is the benefit of it?
Yeah, all the things. Because I just went because Carrie said I have a ticket, come meet, and I said, word.
Yeah, so there's a lot of benefits to a Chamber of Commerce. Number one.
Oh, did you just make a sound effect for number one?
No, I just turned up my, I can't,
Number one benefit of the Chamber of Commerce, I think, would be advocacy. And that's the funniest part of this whole situation, because we just created a new mission statement for the Chamber of Commerce here. I'm on the board, right?
Okay.
And we created a mission statement, and I kept preaching that advocacy was one of the most important things, and finally I got most of the people there to agree with me. Advocacy meaning that as a business in Farmington, Philip Morris, they have a lobby. They have a lobbying group. They pay millions of dollars, I don't know, to have people lobby to senators, congressmen, national levels, international levels, understandably, right?
Glorified spirit squad.
Exactly.
Yes.
But who does Traegers have? You know?
Us, so, coming to you from Traegers.
Yeah, but I mean, who do they have lobbying for when it comes to politics? When it comes to supporting their interests on a local level, on a state level, on a national level? Who do they have that supports them? That's what the National Chamber of Commerce does, and that's what the local Chamber of Commerce, in theory, should do.
They should do it for local.
It's local. Well, you advocate for businesses. Yeah. So when there's a law coming down the pike and you see it and you're like, wow, that's an anti-business law, or it's going to hurt businesses, or this is going to
affect them in some way,
this is an advocate for local businesses. That's what a local Chamber of Commerce should be. Another thing is, it's a nice networking, obviously, is another point of a Chamber of Commerce. So if you do business to business advertising, marketing, and you're looking to reach out to other businesses, there's not a lot of avenues when it comes to that, other than going and knocking on people's doors.
Right.
Direct mail, knocking on doors.
Yeah. Boots on the ground is pretty much it.
Boots on the ground. But Chamber of Commerce allows you the opportunity to do networking. So they hold events and they have networking opportunities where they can do that as well. Direct advertising, business to business, through the Chamber of Commerce is also.
So what is your mission statement now?
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't have it memorized.
Oh, well, I didn't expect you to.
And my company mission statement is way too long. It's like 3-4 paragraphs, so I can't even tell you that one.
But you also said something just a minute ago about networking. Don't you also set up the monthly small business networking thing that I always reply on Facebook interested, but I never actually go?
Nope, that's not
me. Who does that one?
Jamie Church, I think, with the Chamber of Commerce.
And that's for all small business people, if I'm correct. They kind of meet and just kind of swap cards.
Yeah, they have a YPN. So there's a couple different groups right now. So YPN is a new group that's out called Young People's Networking.
How young do you have to be?
You don't.
Young at heart, bro.
Yeah, okay. I'm gray. I'm getting gray and wrinkly.
Yeah, hold on.
You know. So
I might not qualify.
Your heart still beat, you good.
Yeah. If you don't look old, you know.
Yeah. Here, you can borrow my flat bill.
There you go.
Look how young you look.
So that group is doing some community service / networking. That's another thing that the Chamber of Commerce does too, community service and events, but they're less focused on like the Visitors Bureau Convention and Visitors Bureau, the CVB. Mm-hmm. They're more about events and bringing tourism to Farmington.
Right,
this is a support of Farmington, but it's more like support of Farmington and its businesses.
Yeah. You know? The functioning day-to-day in Farmington. I have to ask you, how did you get started in Realty? Like, where were you before that? Like, I want to know about you.
That's the way we met. Because we were swapping services, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Which
years ago.
Yeah, Thrifty Nickel.
Yeah. So
you were at the
ads for me, and I was taking care of a shit.
So my parents moved to Farmington in '89 to run the Thrifty Nickel. It was going under. It was a tiny little defunct, like 8-page leaflet, basically.
Right.
And they had like 8 competitors, and there were so many people, so many print publications. Everybody was doing Thrifty Nickels. My parents moved here to basically, they bought the Thrifty Nickel, moved here, and it flourished under them. That's where I started. I started in marketing and advertising, working for them. So I would lay out ads. Like back in the day, you used to print something out or take a copy of something. There were these huge cameras in these dark rooms, and you would zoom in and zoom out, and you would make a copy of something, and it would print it, and then you would cut it out, or you'd run it through a wax machine, which added a sticky layer on the back.
Yeah.
I'm really gonna date myself now.
No, please do.
Then you would cut it out with an X-Acto knife, and then you would put it on the ad. So if you wanted like a picture of a couch, that's what you do. If you wanted a picture of a person or a truck or whatever, you would zoom out on this photo, print it, and then wax it and cut it out.
The original cut and paste.
And you would cut and paste, and you would build these ads from scratch. And we had like,
because they came out every Thursday.
Every Thursday, and it used to all be done by hand. So every page was a page along these boards in this room.
And there's something to be said for that. Like that's art. To me,
it is, like,
and that's such a piece of history and a piece,
right?
Because, and you did date yourself. I dated myself too. It came out on Thursday, like, you know.
Yeah.
But that there's something to that, because now with all the digital and all of the everything,
it's instant,
like this,
and it's, no, there's nothing to it.
Like everything, instant gratification.
Right.
It's the
Right. So that was so that's where it started.
Right.
That's where I started. I started working for them. I was like preteen. working for them, building ads.
Taking ads.
Is it the next to like Big Five
cars.
That used to be right there? Uh-huh. Is it that? Okay.
Yeah. So that's where my current office is in the old Thrifty Nickel building.
What a little rundown memory lane
for
you.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
We just own the property. So.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
It was cheaper. Yeah. And so it's like a marijuana shop, a marijuana grow room, a barber shop, and myself.
Nice.
Yeah, one-stop shopping.
Yeah, that's all you need, really.
Yeah, pot,
yeah,
a haircut.
Pot, and a haircut and a place to live.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
And there's really good Mexican food right next door.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's right. I haven't eaten there in a hot grip. I always forget about it.
So why? Well, I don't really eat a lot of Mexican food.
Oh, well, because it's red. And then after that, what?
Well, fast forward.
Yeah.
I'm gonna skip a bad part.
You can do like I did and skip 20 years. If
I'm gonna
like.
Skip 20 years.
Yeah.
skip 20 years. I'm an owner. I own the Thrifty Nickel in 2020, and COVID shuts us down.
Right.
And the numbers look worse and worse for opening back up. It's a high overhead business, and also for the past 10 years, we've been fighting the internet. I mean, my biggest competitors are Craigslist and Facebook and eBay.
Try like
fighting eBay, you know?
That's
my competitor. Facebook's my competitor.
You see this black eye? See? No, thank you.
They're tough. Yeah, that's tough competition.
Yeah.
And so, like, it made no financial sense to start back up.
Well, and, I mean, not that we're technically considered a small town, kind of. We're a little bit behind the curve, so you probably saw that coming as, you know, being in the know, correct?
Yeah, well, we thought we could fight it a little bit longer because there's a couple of things that were working out for us that were working out for other print publications like ours. We were still making profit. We were a profitable company.
Yeah.
But a lot of that was because we reached the reservation.
You guys had also, right?
Yeah, but we reached the reservation, and they don't use the internet. They don't have internet on most of the reservation.
They're looking for. But when did it go from Thrifty Nickel to American Classifieds?
Or am I totally off here? 2001.
When I bought my house.
It was a long time ago. It went to American Classifieds in 2001 when she bought her house.
Yeah.
Yeah, when she bought her house.
It still had the nickel on it, though.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all knew. Why change?
It was a franchise deal.
Okay.
Somebody got a divorce.
As they do.
Yeah. Somebody got a divorce and somebody took the name. I don't know.
Carrie almost had to change it to the shit club.
Yeah. The shit club.
No, that's what I'm waiting for. Like, they were talking about like progressive and bigger cities and stuff. Now I'm the only pooper here, but.
I think it still has to rhyme though.
I still think it should be called the shit club.
I think it has to rhyme. Doo-doo voodoo.
His children are my current competition in his yard.
Just for the summer.
Like,
yeah, just for the summer.
But yeah, I'm waiting to get to
their poop for the summer.
This dude, he wanted a gaming computer so bad, and I made a deal with him. I was like, bring these grades up, and worked with him to get his grades up, and he failed. Like, he brought a lot of his grades up, but he didn't bring them up we needed them, right? So there were some grades that weren't brought up, and it was from laziness.
Did you give him an Etch-A-Sketch?
And so I was like, I will. I'll still pay for 75% of this computer, but you got to earn the other 25% this summer. And he has done about, he's earned about 10% of that. So he's not doing well at it. Yeah.
Well, the summer's still young. There's only like 2 weeks left.
He is kind of lazy. Oh, you do way better. Yeah.
Is that what you
mean? Shout out. I will always use your service.
Thank you. Okay?
Like, I hate the fact that my kid is doing it, and it's always a fight, and I'm tired of it. And that's why we hired you in the first place, is because I'm sick of fighting him over it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's you're like,
did you scoop it? And he's like, yeah, got it done. And you walk out there, and you're like,
it's. Well, and you have big dogs too. So
and then take him out there, and you're like, what about that? What about that? What about that?
So what is do you? So okay, this might be an ignorant question, but like when you're selling a house, do you ever hire a poop group to come?
We get hired.
We call them in. I tell people to call them.
So we get the one-time deals.
Yeah, one time,
and then they do the whole. Well, the house scoop us until it's sold. So it has to be always ready to go, always pretty.
Scoop till I sell.
But they do open houses, and I feel like everyone notices the house is perfect, front yard's perfect, and then 2 hours prior to open house, people go in the backyard, and they're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, so you got to, like, kind of that same day. Yeah. Okay. Well, and that's
communication. Yeah, we bring them in all the time for that. So.
Bring the dogs to the yard.
Yep.
Got it.
So my milkshake oozled. Okay, I get it. Don't make me
my scooper.
She's the one.
Yeah, I do my best. I do my best with what I have. That's it. So, yeah. So how long have you been in Reality? When was that crossover?
So October of 2020.
Okay, so when all that happened?
About 2 years and 2.5 years, something like that.
Okay.
And then I feel like, and maybe I'm wrong.
2 years and 9 months.
I feel like now everyone.
2 years and a baby.
Is getting into real estate in some way.
I think it happens.
Is it like a trending thing for us all in the middle age?
Well, I feel like it's a progression, yeah. Like,
so, kind of like there's 3 houses to be bought or sold in 500 realtors, right?
There's some interesting statistics about it. Right now in San Juan County, I think we have about 100 more realtors than we have houses.
Right.
So, something like 90% of realtors fail in the first 5 years.
What has failed them? Not
give up?
Quit selling real estate. Like, no, they quit.
They're done.
Yeah, because some people fail without quitting.
Quarter, right?
There is, because some people continue to sell, like, continue to keep their license, even though they're not selling houses. So I suppose that would be, like,
it's more
failure
of a,
without
like
quitting.
Clout at that
These
point.
These are more like people who quit.
That's a big word.
Or somebody, sometimes people do it, like, as a side job or...
Right. Well, I think a lot of people do it that don't technically need it.
They help their friends do it or, like, it's nice side money. Like, the spouse or significant other brings in the main income or, like, maybe a teacher who just does real estate for the summer.
Yeah, I've heard
I'm just
like,
a summer realtor.
Should I do an MLM or should I sell real estate? Yeah, so... write that down. That's our mission.
It's probably an MLM.
Okay. Because we always try and like come up with the name of the show. No, what are we doing?
Don't really write that down. It's fine.
What?
How many kids do you have?
I have two.
Two kids. Okay. Yeah. So I wanted to bring this up. You went on a cruise recently.
Yes.
And you had one of your children is colorblind, correct?
Uh-huh.
And you got them glasses. And I'm sure you've talked about this 10,000 times.
Not really.
No?
Not on a show or anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you please tell us about that? Because this, Ooh.
So
and
I need a. I need like
genetic thing.
Yes, his grandfather's colorblind. Jude is my 10-year-old. He's my youngest son.
Okay.
He's barely colorblind. I just want to backtrack, and I feel really like.
You feel like you're living a lie.
Freaking guilty, dude.
I'm
living a lie.
But
he's barely colorblind, but the kid is a little bit colorblind, right? And we learned about the colorblind glasses when we bought him for his. We bought him for his grandfather as a Christmas present, I think, or something like that.
Was They're his fairly, grandfather totally colorblind, or was
well,
he
there's
also
no such thing
like
as totally
green.
Colorblind.
Well, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's certain colors you can't see. There's certain colors you can see, and when the colors you can't see are just like grayer.
Right,
you know?
It's a little less vibrant.
Yeah,
and who's to say, like, what if we're the colorblind ones? You know?
I don't know.
And I don't know.
Definitely
that's awesome. I think I thought about that on an acid trip once. And
I think that sounds like an acid trip.
Yeah, totally.
time travel and acid and all the things.
He's barely colorblind. He's just a sweet kid.
He is sweet.
And he wanted these glasses, and he's irresponsible. And I mean, he's 10.
Is this the same
he's 10.
Kid that...
No. Oh. This one's just as irresponsible though.
Oh, okay.
So he gets better grades though, but he's like
he's in elementary.
Right, he's in elementary. He'll be fine though.
You can tell.
We just didn't buy them for him because they're expensive and because he'd lose them or break them or get bored with them.
Right.
Right. So finally for Christmas, she set up this whole thing with the balloons and stuff, and I recorded the video. So we go down into the basement. In the TV room, and there's rainbow colored balloons, and Mike has painted her nails rainbow color. That's my wife.
Right.
And nobody knows what's going on, and we're like, Jude, your present is in there. And he goofs a little bit, goes in there, grabs this package, unwraps it, and I got tingles.
I saw the video.
I got tingles, dude. Like, I'm gonna cry about it.
I saw the video. I got teary watching the
video. I cried.
I called like a freaking baby.
I cried. Yeah. He, like, he unwrapped it. He opened it up, figured out what it was, and started bawling and just, like, didn't even put him on. Just started thanking his mom, thanking me. His brother is crying in the background, and brother is crying for him.
Yeah.
So the empathy,
I was gonna say it's such an empathy.
The way his brother felt empathy for him, the way he like received a gift. So I think it resonated with a lot of people.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
First of all, so the video
shared a ton of times, right? And I remember what got me in the video was the brother's response.
Yeah, that was half of it.
I know you guys, and I mean, it's just a kid, but watch like a sibling feel that for someone else. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I was stop it now.
Yeah.
That's a big word, way bigger than clout.
So like once when you have a video that goes viral like that, you start getting contacted by a lot of companies that are like, hey, Viral Hog or different companies like this. We'd like to represent you and send this video out. And you're like, fine, and I didn't sign up for anybody's solid representation where nobody else can represent you.
I can't think of what it is either.
Somebody
owns the rights.
Right? But I retain the rights to the video instead, and I just let anybody comes to me and they're like, can we feature this on our new show? Can we share this? Can we do this? All right. Fast forward a little bit. This guy, his name's William, and he's out of North Carolina. He has a children's fund in North Carolina where they help kids. But basically, they're like old money.
Okay.
So they're old money. William is colorblind, and he has a older twin brother, and he says Jude reminds him of himself, and Mick, my other son, reminds him of his older brother.
Yeah.
And he's just like, I freaking love your kids. Do you mind if I, he was like, do you mind if I pay for you guys to go on a cruise? Like, oh, okay, bud. You know, sure thing, buddy. You pay for us to go on a cruise, yeah. And so he's like, what about the week of 4th of July? Are you guys available? And we didn't have anything going on. He's like, all right, I've got it booked. Disney cruise, 4th of July week, 5-day cruise. And then he was like, can I get your guys' full names? And I'm like, all right, this seems like bullshit. I'm rolling my eyes. Yeah. Like, I give them all of our full names. I'm not paranoid about stuff generally.
Out there anyway.
I'm like,
yeah,
the names are out there. You can figure this out on your own. He orders our plane tickets. Then he orders excursions on the cruise. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, we show up at this cruise too. There's gifts in the room for the boys. Like, they get these gift bags in the room that say, from William, hope you guys enjoy your cruise. They have like a little tag. They have their own bags. They open the bags. There's like shirts and like stuff. And he buys them gift cards for the cruise to like spend at the stores and stuff
there
like that.
There are legitimately people like that out here.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We went swimming with dolphins and manatees and like all the
Sponsored
excursions were paid
William.
For.
Thank you,
Sponsored
William.
By William.
Thank you, William.
Oh no, this is
I'm sure
just
it's a
the
whole...
beginning.
Oh, okay.
All that right. wasn't even the most expensive thing he bought them. Like... So, he also bought them, like, before we left on the cruise, he was like, in case they want some stuff to take on the cruise, he sent them Amazon gift cards. And I was like, all right. And then he sent them, just the other day, he sent them two brand new MacBook Airs. Each one of them got a black MacBook Air and one got a white MacBook Air.
So what are the chances he's seen?
And a keyboard and a mouse and AirPods with their names engraved on the AirPod case. I'm not even...
Wow.
I am so serious. It's weird. And then he was like, would you just mind... Like, he was like, I don't want to sound weird, but would you mind videotaping them opening it? I want to see their reaction. And I'm like, all right.
Huh.
Sometimes giving is, like, the biggest reward.
Dude, he's so pumped about giving.
Yeah.
He's so pumped about it.
I want to be
and
that rich.
Like, I just don't want to... That's what I told him. That's what I said to William. I was...
I feel like I would be like that, you know?
I would be
like,
giving
like,
if
totally.
I
totally.
Yeah. I would be too. I said I want to be in a position to just bless somebody like this someday in my life.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
We do a lot of giving in our family. So I'm on a lot of nonprofits. I serve on a lot of boards. I do...
Which not to like, take away anything
we,
from
last
that.
Last week... Last
you
week we cleaned somebody's yard.
Yeah.
You know, I worked my ass off to clean somebody's yard.
At the end of the day,
I do canning cleanups.
The heart and intent is the same.
But I'd like to be able to just write it. I mean, that's so simple.
Yeah.
So simple. It'd be nice. Yeah. Money can do cool things. Yeah. So we take the video of the kids opening the presents, and he goes, you guys have really good taste in furniture. He goes, this is a really weird coincidence, but all the fabric for the furniture you've got in your living room, the couches, comes from my family's upholstery factory, but my family's something factory. And he says, we've owned it since 1860. Shut I was like, those are there's slave money. No offense, William.
Well, it is what it is. You can't. You it can't is what cover it is. I mean,
like, yeah. Like everybody was into slaves back then.
Yeah, it was the thing.
Yeah.
It was like Orange is the New Slave back then.
Nice, nice, Lucia. Nice.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well. Yeah. So computers. Oh, he sent Jude's entire class on a field trip. He sent them all to. He said. He wanted to send him to Durango to go rafting, and we were like, yeah, that's not going to work, dude. Nobody, they're going to shut that down.
Yeah.
So we sent him all to Fly High. Buses paid for the, and then he bought them all pizza, like a pizza party and a Fly High party.
He's going to pay for the entire,
not just the class, the entire fifth grade or fourth grade at Ladera went on a field trip. And he was like, I don't feel like that was enough, so I'd like to do another one next year if you guys are cool with that. So, whatever. I'm just gonna let this. I'm gonna let him
let
spoil
ride,
my
man,
kids, dude.
You know?
I'm gonna let it ride.
Yeah.
My kids are happy. He William is not weird. Like he hasn't asked for anything weird.
Yeah.
I was afraid of that.
Like face to face.
No, not at all. No,
well,
but
and
I.
Good
I
for
did,
you for still having
I did
that
a background
little,
check.
Like,
I did a background check.
Yeah.
On him, so I have a background check app, which is handy for a realtor.
Oh, like, I'm sure.
Yeah. We can do your guys right now if you want.
Oh,
it's trippy.
Okay.
Yeah?
All I ever do is begin enforcing and I just see all my divorces.
You don't want this.
No, I don't want it. Yeah, no, do it.
We might have to split this show. Alan, we will do two because this has been a real pleasure.
That's okay. I'm here for the questions anyway.
Okay.
So we could also have them on, like, I don't know, every now and then regularly.
Yeah, would you like to be a regular sometimes? That makes no sense.
So is your show kind of locally focused, though? Or is
yeah,
it
yeah.
Not?
Definitely.
Okay,
it is,
so if it's locally focused, yeah, we can definitely talk about the local market and what's happening in real estate. I'd love to. I would love to.
When I was texting him last night or whatever night it was, there's the other thing that we kind of want to talk about that I want to talk about.
For future.
Mm-hmm. For future, that I want male perspective, but we want female perspective
this
also.
This is the married male's perspective thing you were talking about?
Yeah. The
well,
it.
I'm single male.
The it.
I
we
need
can't
a
bring up
like,
it.
What is your it? But anyway,
Vicky.
For this show, thank you for joining us. This will continue.
Oh.
And do you have anything else you want to add to this? Or?
I'll get you what you want.
It was the IPA. She was going to get the the marble. I'm sorry.
And more ice.
For this show.
Or ice.
I would like an IPA for this show, please.
So there is something else we want to talk about. We can't tell him now because he's going to think about it.
Well, I understand that.
Oh, okay.
Do you have anything you'd like to add to this episode that is now over?
Oh, are we ending? No, thank you, Alan, so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
All done for this week. They shall return in a week. Your input is appreciated. Email us at interwestconcepts.com. All feedback is greatly appreciated, good or not so good. This program is the sole property of Interwest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any or all of the programming, contact us at interwestconcepts.com. And we mean it too, dammit. Until next time.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.